It's Wednesday, July 18th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. North Korea is planning to grant a general amnesty next month in the run-up to the 70th anniversary of its Foundation Day in September, reports the Japan Times. The estimated population of North Korea's prison and gulag system is believed to be around 200,000 men, women, and children, according to human rights groups, with most held for political and religious reasons, not criminal ones. Thousands of Christian men, women, and children are living in displacement camps across the Jos state of Nigeria, Africa, after having been displaced largely by Muslim Fulani herdsmen. The camps have terrible living conditions, and the Christians are subject to other attacks, starvation, and diseases. The World View spoke to Nigerian pastor Anakin Ekpo, whose son-in-law lives in Jos, about what Christians are doing to help these displaced brothers and sisters.
The whole church in Nigeria is being touched concerning the condition of our brothers and sisters who have been displaced. My son-in-law is right away from Jos. So I contacted him. He sent some videos to me. The churches go to the IDP camp and they also preach and then donate some things to them and encourage them.
Pastor Ekpo said that many have been in the camps for years.
You think, how long would this be? Our brothers and sisters have been there in their camp, some of them for many years now, and some recently that just happened.
Ekpo said that the government has been turning a blind eye to the massacre of Nigerian Christians, and all they can do is pray. He said that local pastors gathered for a time of weeping and prayer for their suffering brothers and sisters in northern Nigeria. Pray Psalm 142, verse 6, for our brothers and sisters in Nigeria. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. While President Trump asserted that the cost of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem would be $250,000 instead of $1 billion,